News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has withdrawn the proposed tax on bank transactions. The proposed levy on banks and financial institutions was withdrawn in favor of a withholding tax on insurance premiums paid to non-residents by nationals and amendments to the General Consumption Tax Act to improve regulations related to imported services. Both measures will yield $2.3 billion in revenue this fiscal year. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the decision to withdraw the tax was taken after careful consideration.
The primary objective is to maintain the consensus that we have built in the national community and to carry every one of our stakeholders with us. Despite the broad base of support and understanding, we don't think that we have all our stakeholders on board. In this situation, we have to be mindful that we still have a political culture. It's not worth rupturing our community over $2 billion in a $550 billion budget.
Cabinet has approved the drafting of sexual harassment legislation. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller during her contribution to the 2014-2015 budget debate in Gordon House Tuesday.
The proposed legislation will contain gender-neutral language and will be a priority for this administration.
The International Labour Organization, ILO, describes sexual harassment in the workplace as any verbal or physical act with a sexual nature performed in recruitment or in the workplace by a boss, manager, employee, client or customer that is unwelcomed by the person receiving it and has caused the person to feel violated and insulted. Debate on the FlexiWork Bill will begin by September this year. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the proposed FlexiWork legislation is being structured to enable employers to determine whether its provisions can and will be beneficial if implemented in their organisations. He says despite the importance of the issues being considered in the FlexiWork Bill, employers will not be forced or mandated to implement the attendant provisions.
I want to state categorically that the changes which will be made to facilitate the network arrangements does not in any way mean that employers are obliged or will be forced to implement such work arrangements.
The number of rooms in the hotel sector was increased by 140 with the recent opening of the first Sensatori Hotel by Charisma Hotel and Resorts in Negril, Westmoreland. Charisma owns and manages five other Sensatori resorts across the world, with Sensatori Negril being the first to be established in the English-speaking Caribbean. The hotel chain is part of the TUI Travel PLC group. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil has lauded the partnership between Jamaica and TUI Travel PLC, the largest tour operator in Europe. He says the relationship between Jamaica and TUI has grown over the last 2 years with significant results. And members of the public are being urged to volunteer at underperforming schools in their communities in an effort to improve the academic and social outcomes of these institutions. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites, in making the appeal, says it is the duty of those who have benefited from a good education to play their part in strengthening the system.
All of us who know where dinner is coming from tonight and where we're likely to sleep next week, to offer just 4 hours a month to one of the schools of your choice to see how you can help to uplift the educational, broadly defined, the educational process, including social development of our children, would make a huge difference.
Mr. Thwaites was speaking at the official opening of the Lyme Community Internet Access Point at Breezy Castle in downtown Kingston recently. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease up on the energy, save today.